Okay, welcome everybody. Welcome to the LBB Challenge Call number 3. I'm really glad to see everybody that is on the phone tonight. I know this is going to be a great little meeting for us. But my name is Mary Strauss, and I am an Executive Platinum Gift Director, and I'm going to be one of your trainers tonight, along with Barb Walters, who's an Executive Silver Gift Director. And I've been with Labella for over 3 years now, and it feels like just yesterday I was sitting in all your shoes, so I know, you know, what it feels like, you know, and how the struggles that I've had getting to senior and moving up in the company in the beginning. But the good news is that you only have to do this once. Okay, you learn from it, you remember it, and you take it. And then you teach your team to do the same with the same enthusiasm and excitement for, you know, what you know is around the corner for them. We had quite a few people hit Senior Gift Director so far, so we are really excited about that, and we've seen the announcements on Facebook. So I know you have been doing a lot of your homework. You're stepping up, having those conversations. Many of you just posted on Facebook about your goals, and we're really proud of you. We love to see that on there. Okay, so let me just start off talking about the importance of those 30 conversations. The first week of the challenge, you might have had some low numbers since we just started, but the numbers that you see that we're seeing are really excited with, and it shows that you are, you know, doing the things that you need to do to build your business. We talk a lot about getting those 30 conversations every week. We know that if you have those 30 conversations, your business will build and to the place that you need it to go, okay? And we all have those learning curves. For some people, those learning curves, it's shorter than others, but we all go through this learning curve. Whether we go through it with Labella or if you go through it in some other place in your life before you came to Labella, just know that we all have these learning curves and we'll learn from them. For me, even though I've been in home-based businesses before, and I, you know, it took me a while to get comfortable and get in the groove and get into conversations about my business and about the baskets. And yes, I had many conversations to get comfortable. But the good news is that once you start getting into that rhythm, it starts building up itself, and the money will also follow that effort. But the effort, it must be there with the enthusiasm and excitement in the beginning in order for us to realize what we want to achieve. And that's why I'm excited for you. We're hearing and seeing a lot of enthusiasm, and that's great. Now, remember the first week we talked about as you go through the LBB challenge, maybe you're not keeping up with your conversations. It doesn't mean that you just throw your hands up in the air and say, I can't keep up, I'm done. What I know for sure is that each week builds from the next. Okay, and what that will end up happening is that your 30 conversations from last week will come easy for you. Now, the last week we talked about the leads, so I'm sure you have people that you're going to talk with, you have leads to talk to, or you have an action plan of people you're going to approach. And now, you can't control what people do. However, you do have the power in your business to control how many conversations you have a day. So if you're having 5 conversations a day, you have control over that. Or if you want to make it 6 or just 4 conversations a day, that's something that you can control. So what is this week about? Well, you know about the leads, and you know the next level that you want to hit, and you're posting your goals on Facebook, which, again, is just wonderful. You're having those conversations. This week we're going to talk about prospecting with people that want to join the business. You're going to learn about things you can do to improve your close ratio. When you're making these calls consistently, day in, day out, you want to improve your conversation. If you're not improving your presentation, you're just sitting still on that roller coaster. And Barb is going to take it from here.
Thanks, Mary. Just a little bit about myself. My name is Barb Walter, and as Mary said, I'm an Executive Silver Gift Director, and I, too, have been around with Labella for a little over 3 years. This is the business that I absolutely love. I love getting up every day and doing my business. There's so many things that are so positive with Labella Baskets on running this business. I had done home businesses before when my kids were little. My youngest just went to college. She's 18 now. So, you know, I'm kind of like, you know, lost without her. But, you know, it gives me more time now to work with my Labella Baskets business. But, you know, I was the same place, just like Mary. You know, I didn't know where to go, what to do, and how to do these things. So it's all a learning curve, as she said. And we're actually going to actually get started with about how to talk to people. You know, building a rapport with the people that you talk to. You might call them prospects. I kind of like to call them leads, or just persons and people. Okay. Great ways you can start out your conversation, and we're going to talk about a little bit about that today, about things you can do to improve your conversations. You know, one of the first things we want to talk about is your voicemail. A lot of times when you call people, you are going to get their voicemail. So they're going to return those calls, and you are going to want to have your voicemail set up in a professional manner. My voicemail, for example, when someone calls my phone number, actually it says, "Hi, my name," or "Hello, my name is," thanks, I'm sorry, just thinking about how I did it. I changed it around again, so it takes me a little bit to think about how I changed it. But, "Hello, you have reached Barb Walter, and I'm an executive silver gift director with LaBella Baskets. I'm sorry that you have reached my voicemail, and I'm sorry I couldn't get to your phone call right now. But if you please leave me a message, I will get back to you as soon as possible. You know, thanks for calling, and have a great day." You know, be positive with that message. You know, leave something on your voicemail that they know that you're enthusiastic, that you're excited about your business, you know, that they can call you back. Now, some of us or some people may not have a separate line that you use for your business. You might be sharing that with your family phone, and that's okay. You can just leave something nice out there that says, you know, "Thank you for calling us, and you have reached," and whatever phone number that you might have, "and we'll get back to you as soon as possible, and thanks for calling again." One of the things that I noticed when I call people, and I'm on the phone all the time, I love talking to people throughout the United States, so I am on the phone a lot, is that I hear voicemail messages that have music to them, and this music goes on and on and on and on. It really isn't a professional manner to me, and I understand that when I'm calling people, you know, they're not, you know, usually in a business and they haven't started their business. But, you know, if you do have a business, you do want to make that a professional answer when you do talk to them. So, you know, try to remember that when you set up your actual voicemail and when you talk to somebody. Now, what about, you know, what does this voicemail message say about you? You know, are you professional? That's some of the things we're talking about here. Here's another great example for a voicemail. "Hi, this is Barb from LaBella Baskets. I'm sorry you've reached my voicemail, and I look forward to talking with you. Please leave your name and number after the tone, and I will get back with you today. Thanks for calling, and have a great day." Something like that actually leads the prospect so that they can hear who you are, what they need to do, and that you are going to contact them in a reasonable time frame. So that is actually a sample of a voicemail. You know, just keep it in mind. You know, use your own judgment and your own voices as far as, you know, just make sure it's professional. But do ask yourself, are you leaving phone messages that make the person want to call you back? What does that voice message say? How do you sound? You might want to change it, you know, up a little bit. You might want to say something different. Remember, what you're saying is leaving a mark with them. One of the things that I never do when I do call someone and get their voicemail, I never leave my website. That is probably the worst thing you could probably do. You know, it also shows that you're kind of, to me, kind of lazy, that you really don't want to talk to the person. I think you should, you know, respond in a professional manner. You know, you want them to call you back. So something like this is what I usually say. I say I always use your first name. So I say, "Hi, Lisa, this is Barb Walter with LaBella Baskets, and you recently requested information about our gift basket business. And I am calling you today to talk to you a little bit more about the company and answer any questions that you may have. I have some time available today between 10 o'clock this morning and 2 o'clock this afternoon, or even tomorrow during the same time. If you would like to call me back, I'd love to talk to you. And if that's not a convenient time for you, you know, just give me a call, you know, in the evening time as well. And I leave my phone number. I say, you know, my phone number is 636-734-8104. And again, this is Barb Walter from Labella Baskets, and my phone number is 636-734-8104. Thanks again, and have a great day. So something like that, you know, you have about 30 to 40 seconds to make a really good impression, you know, with the people that you are calling. So, you know, please try to be courteous on it. You know, try to leave them a short message, nothing really lengthy. I might have made it a little long on that just for an example. But be excited with your calls. You know, you want them to be noticing that, you know, this is kind of an urgent situation that you do want them to call you back. Otherwise, if you don't really put a time frame on it, you may never hear from them, or you may hear from them a month or two from now. You know, put that time frame on there so that they can call you back as soon as possible. Be excited, like I said. You know, you want to make sure that you're the first person you talk to, you're just as excited as the 50th person you talk to for that week or that day. You could probably get 50 phone calls in a day. I don't know. But, you know, be excited about it. You know, sometimes they might fill out, you know, especially if you're in the co-op and they fill out a form, use that information that's on that form. A lot of people do put information, say, you know, they might say, I'm a stay-at-home mom and I am looking to get an income. I have four kids and I would love to earn an income from home. Use that information in your voicemail message so that they can know that, you know, you really do care about what they're, you know, you're listening to them, you're caring about what they say. You know, for me sometimes it's great when I see a phone call or someone from Texas. My daughter's in Texas for college, you know, so I use that. It's like, hey, you know, I mean, I talk to them if I talk to them directly or if I leave a message, you know, it's always nice to kind of refer and say, you know, my daughter's down in Texas going to school right now, you know, and I understand you're living in Texas. Love to talk to you about that a little bit more, as well as our Labella Baskets business. I mean, use your judgment on it, but, you know, if you can make it a little bit more personal with your phone calls, I think you're going to get those return phone calls right away. You know, like I said, you've only really got about 30 to 40 seconds to leave that message, so you really want to build that relationship in that time frame. You know, make it personal. You know, it's really important to do that. So if you're actually leaving 50 messages a day, make sure every one of them has that enthusiasm and everything's in person and is productive for you. Mary, I'm going to turn it over to you now.
Thanks, Barb. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about our closing ratios. When you talk to prospects, there is absolutely a number of prospects that you need to talk to in order to have enrollments. It's just the way it is. For example, when I started, my closing ratio was awful. I had, you know, 50 conversations and in order to sign one team member, and I thought, oh, my. But the good news is that the closing ratio will get better, and once you get more comfortable with your presentations, there is an absolute ratio that you have between having conversations and enrollment. So whatever that ratio is, if it's 25 to 1 or 5 to 1 or 50 to 1, whatever you're dealing with, it's very easy mathematically to say, okay, if I have 25 conversations to have one enrollment, then that means I need to have 25 conversations. Now, realize that your ratios will get better over time, okay? But keeping that ratio on hand will let you know that you're on target and getting that job done. So just keep that ratio part in mind, and this is why it's important to print your conversations on that week document so that you can keep track of the ratios and then keep track of what you need to be doing to build your business and to keep it growing. Now, calling the prospects, when you have a prospect on the phone and say they sound sleepy or they're disengaged, do you go ahead with that conversation or do you move on to a more positive conversation? Now, I believe that a good consultant will know when they need to cut their losses and just move on. when you're on the phone and that prospect sounds sleepy, this is what I kind of recommend saying. Now you can, you know, adjust it to the way, you know, you want to, but I would say something like, oh, hello, Sam. This is Mary from Labella Baskets, and I was calling you back about working at home with our company, but it sounds like I woke you up, or it sounds like this might be a bad time, okay? Should I call you back at another time? If they say no, that's fine. I always say, are you sure? I can try another time. It's okay to say we can't talk, you know, at this time, and if another time is better for them. Just pay attention to, you know, how they're coming across and if it's not going well. Or if they don't sound interested, I might say, Sam, it doesn't sound like you might be interested in this business. Is it so? Sometimes calling someone out saves you time in the long run. And in our mind, I know we're feeling that, you know, we got to, you know, follow our script and we got to, you know, just keep doing it, but read into what they're saying. You don't have to go word for word. It's just, again, just listen to what they're saying, okay? In the beginning of that conversation, I would watch out for saying things like, is this a good time? The only time I say that, again, is when they sound sleepy or they sound busy. You never want to say, is this a good time? Because that is giving them an option to say no, and you never want to ask questions that gives them the option to say no. Call all the prospects in a timely manner. If you get someone that, again, they write something on that sheet that you might get, they fill out, if they want more information right away, I will put them on the top of my list, and I will make that call. Don't drag it out because it's just not showing good for your credibility. So just make sure you keep an eye on all the requests for the information. Again, put those people on the top of your list and call them first. We have a script, and I thought scripts that were, you know, kind of boring or telemarketing, I don't like those, but the thought of scripts was, you know, just kind of too salesy and too not authentic to me. So my first couple of weeks when I started, I didn't use a script, and my conversations went very poorly. I would call people, and my presentation was all over the place. Then I decided to slow down and keep them on the phone for a long time. I thought that would work. That didn't work too well either because I thought if I kept them on the phone, they wouldn't tell me no. But because I was keeping them on the phone for a long time, I found out everything about them, you know, how many kids they had, you know, who had surgery, you know, how many dogs they have, and that's fine, you know, get to know your customer. But if you keep them on the phone and then you don't find out if they even want to join, that's kind of bad. So I always recommend start following the script, okay, in the beginning. A script serves as an amazing part of your business. It gives you the beginning, a middle, and an end of your presentation. The script goes over who we are, what we do, and how we get paid. It gives the information to your prospect in a clear and precise way so they can decide if this is the right business for them. Again, I needed a script so I can find a way to get into the conversation and get out of the conversations. I do not recommend to stay on the script for a long time because you want to sound natural and not scripted. And I recommend that maybe if you put bullet points as to what you want to cover and just don't follow it word for word. Once you know the information, it's just a good idea to let that script go and start relating to your prospects. If you have a script, and if you're new, again, that's fine. You need to have that script to feel comfortable for a while, and it will guide you on what information you need to give to the people. And a script is good for sharing the information with your prospects. Now, if your prospect breaks away from that presentation, for example, if they ask right away, how do we get paid, do not let that throw you, okay? Listen to the question. Put a mark on the part of the script that you left off, and then answer their question. If you're already comfortable with your presentation, the faster you can step away from it, the better off you're going to be. And then just, you know, if you need to go back to it, then just go back to where you left off, okay? Relating to the other person on the other end of the line is the key to your presentations. So, again, just make sure you pay attention to everything that they're saying. On the front end of the presentation, I ask appropriate questions such as, how long have you been looking for something to do from home? Why are you looking for something to do at home? Have you done anything, you know, to work at home before? And are you familiar with our company already? And have you looked over the information on my website or email? You want to know these questions before you even get into the information with them. Can it kind of guide you as to where you should start off with them? And once you have the information, you're going to just gear your conversations towards that. For example, if they tell you that they've been looking for work for home for 2 weeks, this will tell you that they're brand new and they probably are not educated about the difference between a work-at-home job and owning a business. If they tell you that they are looking for a work at home so they can spend more time with their children, write that down. So at the end of the conversation, you can say, let's get you started. The sooner you can get started, the sooner you will be able to reach your goal and spend more time with your children. We have many moms that are working for the company and just loving it. And then if someone says to me, I've been looking for work at home for six weeks now, and it's all garbage, everybody wants money. Well, if you just ignore that and you don't address that, and then you just keep continuing on with your presentation and follow your script, and then you tell them later on that this is not a job and there is an investment at the end of the presentation, they're probably going to think that you didn't hear their concerns about, you know, everybody wants to work at home, and that's not going to go over very well. So how do you turn that question that they asked, okay? Well, you always agree with them when they say that they don't want to, you know, pay for a work-at-home business. You will say, yes, you're correct. You know, you should never have to, you know, pay anyone to work at home. I was actually looking for a work-at-home job myself, but I looked around for a long time, and I finally realized that there was no work-at-home jobs on the Internet. If there were, we'd all be working at them. So that is why I stopped looking for jobs, and I'm with LBB. And say, LBB is not a job. This is better. This is a home-based business. It gives us flexibility work when we want to work. We don't have the quotas. We can build it on our own pace. We can generate five types of income and residual income. And residual income is where you do the work once and then you get paid month after month. There is a small investment, but that investment is less than the cost of a pizza for a family of four. Okay? We get to write off on our taxes what we invested in our business, example, the computer, your phone bill. We get the LBB rewards program, and then we also get discounts on our entire gifting store. So to write off our expenses, make five types of income and save money, it's actually a no-brainer. And then you continue with your presentation. If they say no, thank you, just wish them luck in their search and then let them, you know to keep your information and to contact you in case they get tired of looking for that real work-at-home job. Okay, and then you guys know that there really aren't any real work-at-home opportunities, and we do get a lot of people calling us back, especially since, you know, you're being honest with them and being upfront. But to acknowledge to what you heard from your prospect will go very far. When somebody tells you something about themselves, always work that into the conversation. Think about when you were a prospect in this business and what were you scared most of? Were you scared about not being successful? Were you scared that nobody will support you? Were you scared that maybe you would sign up and you would not get any support or training? Put yourself back in their shoes. They're coming in from the same place that you did. So if you're talking to a prospect, make sure that they know what kind of support system that they will have. So regardless if you're good at coaching your team or not, somebody from your upline is. We have fantastic training calls, great leaders. We have a training website. We have that Facebook community of people that they're cheering us on every day and every step of the way. People need to know that when that we have these training calls and need to know that we have the support system in place. Make sure that they know that they're going to be connecting with you. And again, just know that there's a lot of support out there for them. Okay, Barb?
Mary, thanks. That was some great information. I shook my head a lot, yes and no, and a lot of different things because I know how that works. It works definitely yeses and nos on these. Okay, here's the least favorite part about this, okay? We're going to talk about rejections, okay? Nobody wants to hear the word no. I don't care what you do in your life. You don't want to hear the word no. Rejections, it isn't about you. Please don't take it personally, okay? I didn't like being rejected either when I first started. You just don't want to hear the words no. It is very traumatic when you hear those first words no, But believe me, you got to understand, it's not directed at you. A lot of people just don't get it. You know, don't take this personally. You know, maybe the timing is not right for them. Maybe they're afraid of starting a business. You know, maybe they have things going on in their lives right now. You know, maybe they don't have the $24.95 to get started now, but they might contact you down the road. I can't tell you how many people said no at the time, but I've heard from them since. You know, Mary could tell you the same thing. We all can. We keep these people on our email list, and it's surprising. All of a sudden, out of the blue, you know, people come back to us. They have our information, and they actually will email us or call us and say, I don't know if you remember me, but they're interested in the business. That timing just wasn't right for them at the time. You know, your job is really to build your pipeline like crazy right now. Simply get those leads and email and contact those people. If you can't get a hold of them, keep them in your list and email them once a week. Your job is to continue having conversations consistently. Rejection isn't always rejection. I'm going to say that again because it sounds a little funny. Rejection isn't always rejection. Just remember that some of the conversations you're having today, those people will come back and sign up later. So that it is why we say to continue having the conversations, continue building your pipeline, because you will have people enrolling in your business. When you keep adding people to your pipeline, it gets full, and they're continuously getting information from you. Then maybe on the second month, you email them again, and the timing is just perfect for them, and they actually do sign up at that point in time. You know, if you don't have a pipeline building up, you want to start filling up consistently. If you're doing what you're doing, you will keep adding people to your pipeline. You'll start being authentic with the people that you talk to, and you are going to start getting those results. You need to respond to your leads or prospects in a timely manner. You know, always do that. If you're starting to have consistent conversations, you're going to hit those levels. You will get people on that pipeline that are just waiting for that right moment before they join your team. You know, there are times that we're going to be taking off from our jobs, you know, from working with Labella Baskets. I know right now in my own city, a lot of people are on fall break. A lot of schools are on fall break. So stay-at-home parents, you know, may tend to want to go spend time. No, I did. You need to kind of make up for that time if you're going to actually take that time. I mean, yes, one of the flexibilities of running this business is to be able to have time to spend with your kids. But you also kind of need to make that up again. So you need to work a little bit harder maybe that next day or that next week, you know, when you come back. You know, that way you can keep up with everything that you're doing, and it will start going into place for you. Okay, when you're talking to a prospect, you're answering questions. You need to listen to them as far as to why they want to work at home. You're finding out a little bit about your prospect, who they are, why they want to work at home, how long they've been looking for work at home. You're following and staying on target with your script. You're listening and you're jotting notes about them. I know it's something you got to do, but at least if you keep those notes, you'll be able to refer back to them because it does come in handy, especially if they call back. You're giving them information about our company, but your prospects also need to know that how excited you are, that you're here to listen to them and you're here to help them. They need to hear the information about who we are, what we do, and how we get paid. But there is one thing that I do encourage you not to do. Please don't tell them everything about the compensation plan. It's not that we have anything to hide. It's because it does take quite a bit of time to explain the compensation plan in full. Many of you know that I am also your new consultant orientation trainer. We do spend a considerable amount of time in our training calls going over the compensation plan. if you try to tell them the entire compensation plan at that particular minute, you're going to lose them. They're not going to remember all that, you know, when you first start talking to them. You know, make it simple with them. You know, we have 5 ways to earn and make that income, and, you know, let them know what those 5 ways are. You know, you can simply just tell them we have direct sales from 20 to 40%. We have something cool where you can get $200 back from the company in your first 30 days called a fast track bonus. We have something even more phenomenal that I am totally thrilled at. It's called residual income, where you do the work one time and you get paid for it every month after that. We have several different ways that you can earn from that. We also have bonus overrides, our sales commissions, and leadership bonuses. This gets them excited enough, if you're excited when you tell them that, but it doesn't overwhelm them, you know, as far as what we have in our compensation plan. Besides, when you do give them the information to go to your website, to the Earn Income tab, they can see that compensation plan too. You know, there are going to be some people that, you know, are numbers people. You know, if you feel that that person needs all that information to understand it, you know, you're not listening to them. You're actually speaking in a way that you need to hear it instead of how the other person needs to hear it. As I said, they don't really need all the numbers. You can actually email that information to them. That way they can read it. A lot of people are visual people. I'm one of them. If you tell me a ton of information, I'll probably forget half of it and only remember bits and pieces of it. So I kind of like to see it in print, you know, see it in writing. You know, just don't overwhelm them. Just give them enough information to who we are, what we do, and how we get paid. When you're actually talking to people and they say, oh, no, I'm not really good at selling, or, oh, no, this is a pushy person. I have to be a salesperson. You know, number one, you don't want to come across that way as far as being pushy or salesy. There's no need for that in this business. Our gift baskets and our products sell themselves. You're merely just going out there and you're letting people know that you have this terrific business that they can order gift baskets and all of their gifts from. You know, nothing salesy about it. But if you come across that on a phone with people, you know, they're going to turn you off right away because people are scared of sales. But, you know, surprisingly enough, we do this every day. You know, we talk about new stores that open up. We talk about new movies. How many times do we have a restaurant that we go to and we tell our friends, wow, I had the best steak in the world at such and such a restaurant. You really got to go there. You didn't realize, but you just sold them, your friends, something. You were into sales already. You are selling and you are directing people to those companies, and you know what? You're never getting rewarded for it. Something different. We do it here. The worst thing you can do, as I said, is you're trying to sell a person to buy your gifts or join your business. You are not selling them anything. If you are trying to sell, they're going to feel it, they're going to know it, and they're not going to like it. If you're pushy and salesy, they certainly are not going to like that either. Be yourself on these calls. Get to know, you know, use your script like Mary said, but, you know, don't really sell and push things. You know, for example, here are some good opening statements that I've heard from other companies that are so pushy. Hi, Lisa. My name is Sam, and I've got something that is just going to blow your mind. Really? Okay. You know, these are things you want to be careful about how the other person on that other end of the phone is taking your conversation of what you start out to say to them. Listen to your prospects. If your prospect is super analytical, yes, there are people, like I said, that are looking for those numbers. They're numbers people. They got to crunch them. They got to know. You know, they can look at that compensation plan, and they can also look at our Earn Income video to know more. If they want to know exactly how we make our income, then, you know, feel free to talk about it. Always ask them, so what sounds exciting to you? Do you want to learn how to help people with the gifts, memberships, or help people start a Labella Baskets business and make residual income? Listen to what they have to say. If they say they're excited about sharing the gifts, then please share how they can do that. If they're excited about the LBB memberships, then talk about it. If they say they're excited about sharing the opportunity, then share the information about that. Remember, always find out what they are excited about. Remember to keep them number one. Listen to what they have to say. So what is the main things that you want to share about Labella Baskets? LBB is a gifting company, and we've been in business for over 4 years, and we're having a tremendous growth since the day the company was launched. We're helping people send beautiful gift baskets and flowers. We help families and companies save 20% off their gifting needs with our LBB Savers Club. We also help people start an affordable gift basking business that they can run in the comfort of their own home. Some people like to come in and help people with their gifting needs. They get paid for that too. Some people love to save families and companies save money with the LBB Savers Club. They get paid every time their members send gifts, which can add up very nicely. Some people like to come in and help them start their own gifting business. We get paid residual income for that too. Then as we grow a team, we can move up to different levels and get paid for our team sales. This is nice because we start getting leverage income from your own team. Some people join and do all aspects of the business. This way they generate more income. People are also going to ask you, how do you get your leads? How do you get these people? Well, you can tell them there's numerous ways to get it. I mean, we both offer online and offline marketing. You know, online, you need to get, you know, the whole idea is to be able to get the word out to people that you have a fantastic business that they can shop with 24/7, 365 days a year for all their gifts anywhere, and they can be shipped anywhere in the United States. Plain and simple. You know, pretty simple. You know, we have tons of training on how to get the word out offline or online. You can do this right in your hometown. If you're looking to do online, you know, you will teach you and we'll train you about all the social media. You can use Facebook. You can use Twitter. You can use Pinterest. You know, we teach you how and where to place your ads online. You can use anything online. It's a big world out there in our internet. There's so many different things you can do there. Or if you're the kind of person that actually wants to do something in your own community, if you want to go out and meet and greet people, please do that. There's tons of ways you can do it. You can take flyers and you can post them in grocery stores and apartment complexes, you can actually go and you can do craft fairs, or you can do at schools. You know, you can go into businesses and talk to them about our LBB Savers Plan. Or you can also send, if you like, we have postcards, you know, things up too. You can hand out business cards. There's a ton of ways, and you can tell them this in a very short way, you know, how you can do this. But you're going to get trained in every area. And then you can decide which works best for you. After you give them that information, you know, say things like, does this make sense to you? Do you have any questions? You're just going to say, have questions. You know, how do you end this conversation with people? You know, ending this conversation. You know, there's some that are uncomfortable asking that final question. Great. Let's get you started. Asking people to join your team be difficult at all. It's only a matter of asking them a simple question. That's it. You know, you'll know by talking to these people if these are appropriate questions to ask them. You know, as Mary said, you're going to know when to cut your losses earlier than this. But if the conversation is going well and they're excited about everything, you know, why not ask them? You know, just have them get started with you. You know, if you have taken the time to get to know your prospects, and given them all the information about Labella Baskets, You're building that great relationship with them. And then at the end of the conversation, all you need to do is ask them these questions. Lisa, I told you everything about our company, and you sound like you would do an awesome job working with Labella Baskets. I'd love to have you on your team. I know you are on my team. I know you're looking for something to do at home so you can be at home with your kids. You know, this is a great business. This has been great for me. If you can start and be consistent, I think you'll be a great addition to my team. To get you started, I can walk you through the process. Within a few minutes, you will get your registered, you'll get your websites, and we'll start on your training right away so you can get your business up and going within a matter of minutes. Are you right near your computer right now? You know, if you are, let's go and let's go to my website and let's get you signed up. You know, they might say, let me think about it or research it out a little bit more. You know, that's fine. You know, there's no pressure there to ask them. Just send them more information and be sure to invite them to our Tuesday night company call. You know, this call is a great way for them to get to know us more, you know, get to, as Mia says, get to know you like you do. You know, also keep them on your mailing list and email them once a week. You know, remember to be confident when you're asking for that close. If you're not feeling confident and excited about your business, then why should they? You've got to feel strong enough to say you will be a great addition to our team. To get you started, all I need for you is to go to my website. Close it strong. You're talking to people that have requested information. There is a reason why they want to work at home, and what are you waiting for? Ask for the close and believe in what you're saying and in our company. If you're new, you're probably hearing about other people's successes. You're hearing about other people's excitement, and you might be wondering, will it happen for me? If you're new to the business and you feel the lack of confidence, your prospects are going to pick up on that. I suggest you study the compensation plan and really see how powerful it really is. You know, go back if you need to. Go back to one of the training calls I did, you know, where we go over the compensation plan. Feel good about what you're learning in that compensation plan. But remember, we have no products to buy, no home parties, no inventory. We don't have to ship anything or collect any money. You know, we can work to move to more levels and make income. Plus, there's that fabulous thing called residual income. We have one of the most affordable businesses with a powerful compensation plan. If you don't have a successful story, that's okay. Use somebody else's successful story until you have your own. You know, we have lots of testimonials by all of our consultants, you know, on our website. You know, do what you need to do to understand that you have something incredible because people will feel it. This is an industry trainer. Her name is Dani Johnson. And when she started her business, this is what she said, and this is really, really kind of cool, and I think everybody should feel this way. She said, I started this company. I was so green, but people were signing up because I was so excited about my company. Enthusiasm sells. So whether you're new and haven't reached your first level, it's okay. Your prospects need to hear that you're 100% sold in what you're doing. They need and they want to feel your energy. They have to feel that so you know that you're with a great company, so that they know that you're with a great company. You know, be yourself, you know, be honest with them, you know, but be comfortable with what you're saying. When you're talking to prospects and if you're not smiling, if you're not using your hand gestures like Italians. I do this all the time, and I'm German. You know, my whole family says it. You know, why are you talking with your hands? It's just something I do. And if you're not walking up and down excited about sharing your business, they will know it, and you're doing your business a disservice if you don't. I know I do. I walk around a lot with my cell phone. I get up from my chair when I'm talking to people, and I'm walking around the house. So, you know, I'm excited about sharing this. You know, really, smile and be excited. You know, they have to know that you have a passion for your company and that you're excited about what you do. Do you enroll everyone? No, not everybody is going to be signing up with you. You know, you got to get used to that fast. You know, but you also have to look at, you know, some of these, you know, it's just not for them. That doesn't mean they won't come back to you later. Put them on your mailing list, you know, and, you know, email them information. As we said before, you know, they may come back to you later on. But, you know, if you're on the phone and if they're negative and they're focused on that negativity, they're not going to succeed. You know, if they have so many doubts and they have iffies about them, you know, they may give it a shot, but, you know, they may not want to be, you know, doing this business at all. So you'll know that. Also, if you have a negative person on the phone, you really want them to join your team? Probably not. You know, you get to decide in the long run who you really want to work with and have on your team. Let me share something a little bit about my business. I have built a large team, but I've been here for a few years too. I have noticed that people, you know, that are on my team place ads consistently. They have conversations consistently. They have a great attitude. You know, they're happy and they're so thankful for the opportunity that we have given them, that me and Janice, not me personally, but me and Janice have given them. And so they're looking, they also look for the good in the people and the company. You know, they're also coachable. You know, if they're coachable, they're going to do great with this company. You know, are they part of, you know, as far as the people that are come on your team, you know, are they part of our Facebook group? You know, do they participate in our training calls? These are the kind of people you'll get to find out when they do come on your team. You know, whether they're going to make it or not, you know. They need to be in contact with you, in other words. But getting back to, so when you're talking to prospects, you can say all of these things with confidence because you're going to know from experience how this all works. And it does take a little time to get the whole thing. But the business is simple. You know, it's not always as easy to do, but the people that rise above and hit those brick walls are always, we're all break through it, and you're going to succeed. You know, I always tell people the more you put into your business, the more you're going to get out of it. I mean, simple as that. Believe in the company. Help your prospect realize and visualize what they're looking for. You know, a lot of times people stop dreaming. Give people hope of a better life. Your leads are looking for something different. You know, some are saying, I don't want to work for that company or job anymore. You know, I've heard that before. People want out of the rat race and having to clock in and out all the time. They're tired of it. They want to stay home with their kids. You know, that's exactly the kind of people that we're looking for, that you can help make a difference in their lives. You know, your job is to find out what they want and how this company can what they want. You know, find out what their pain is and educate them how our company can help them. It goes back to listening again. You know, so what are you looking for? You can force them to share what you see. Remember, they can't see your face. All they can hear is your heart. So share your experiences with them and help them understand and share who you are. If you're not authentically sharing who you are, then you are doing your prospects a disservice. You know, they need to hear why you are here and how you feel about the company. If you're not sharing that, then they're not understanding what is possible and you're not helping them visualize their dreams. So why is this scary for some? It's scary because you are out there sharing, this is me and this is what makes me tick, okay? So it does. It gets a little personal out there, but you know, once you do it a couple times, you're going to feel great with it, okay? It really does work. It really does help you. But if your prospects say no, as I said, please don't take it personally. You know, no might not mean or might mean not this moment or maybe the timing isn't right. You know, for every person, there's a no. There are a ton of yeses around the corner, believe me. You know, this week is about you understanding your presentation a little bit better, about getting in there and really massaging your presentation with a smile on your face, leaving phone messages in front of the mirror if you have to. You know, if you need to practice, go in front of a mirror. If you need to smile and show people that you are who you are, it's not about making that sale. It's about teaming up with people and making an impact in their lives. Mary, I'm going to turn it over to you for some homework for all of our consultants.
Okay, great. Thank you, Barb. That was a lot of great information. All right, so our homework. Spend some time this week and figure out how to record yourself giving a presentation. You can go to, if you guys have a pen, write this down, www.freeconferencecalling.com. And again, it's www.freeconferencecalling.com. It's free. Once you register, you get a phone number, log in to the website. Next, dial in that number on the website and you will see the dashboard. Click record and start talking. Then click stop recording. Next, click on play, call, and listen to your presentation. It doesn't have to be for anyone else to hear, just for yourself. And then you grade yourself. Go 0 to 10, being, you know, 10 being the best. And then just keep listening. Listen back to the call. Take notes like an objective observer. Okay, get a feel of what you're offering. Our job is to become an expert in offering this information, and an expert should know inside and out what you are offering. So if you're new, it's important to keep up with what you are learning and what you are saying to people. Okay, and to wrap it up, we're just going to see, you know, go over a little bit what you've learned. Okay, so make changes that will help you make an expert in your presentation. You have a script to lean on for as long as you can. And if you're leaving voice messages and getting discouraged, then perfect that voice message. How many callbacks are you getting, you know, from the voicemails? Make those messages powerful and stand out. Don't take rejections personal. Remember, you know, remember that golden rule, okay? You don't just let them go, because, again, for every no, you will get a yes. Some will, some won't. So what? There will always be someone waiting. Call back all your prospects or customers in a timely manner. Give people an overview about our company and how we get paid. Keep it simple. Make sure you go to, you know, the live team building call so you can hear exactly how the team builders do their presentations. Be powerful when you close, and you will see some of the results you're looking for. I'm really proud of all of you who joined this challenge. It's not always easy, but it's all well worth it, and I'm really glad, you know, to have you guys all here, and we love to hear from you guys on Facebook. Please keep, you know, posting what you're doing. Love to hear the results, and plus that really gives people a lot of different motivation, too, to keep going themselves. Okay, and it was a real pleasure being with you guys tonight. I hope this helps you. And, again, keep on our Facebook. Let us know how you're doing. If you need any help, contact your upline. All right, so everyone have a great night. Barb, you want to say good night to everybody?
Absolutely. You guys have been great. You know, obviously we can't hear you, but, you know, you can hear us. So thanks for joining us tonight, and we look forward to hearing your results out there on Facebook. So everybody, good night, and thanks again.
Good night, everybody.